Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I originally thought the big story of the day was going to be the mandatory vaccine passports in New York City, or maybe even Ed Markey singing "This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land." I was wrong. The big story is Andrew Cuomo. The Letitia James has come out, the New York Attorney General, with a scathing report, basically confirming what all of these accusers have been saying for months about Andrew Cuomo. Now, he is on the television screen, and he is giving a rebuttal. It is pathetic and scripted, and you can tell he's just completely full of lies. He's accusing all these women who gave legal statements of being liars, every single one of them. There's nothing true here. You know, he never touched anyone. Don't believe the photos you saw on the cover of the New York Post. He never touched anyone inappropriately. One of our texters brings up a great point, which I might have to talk to Howie about later. Since he threw his dad under the bus and says this was my dad's custom too, to kiss people on the cheek and handshake and things like that. And he's basically trying to say, I'm just like my pop, which is not good for old man, the late Mario Cuomo. Does this mean that we can change the Cuomo bridge back to the Tappan Zee? Because this might be an even better day for Howie Carr than we originally expected, if that is the case. I have to say this, though. I can't believe we live in a real bizarro world, or as we're going to get to in a second, a twilight zone. That's how one of the staffers of Andrew Cuomo described working for him. It was like being in the twilight zone. We will get to all of that. But I have to say that when you turn on CNN right now, what you will see is Jeffrey Toobin analyzing this situation with Andrew Cuomo. I repeat, Jeffrey, Toobin is analyzing Andrew Cuomo's case. I can't anymore. The Babylon Bee, I'm sorry, you're being put out of business. The real stuff is just too good. It's really, these people have no shame. They are void of any shame and any decency. And I just want to say, if they don't impeach Cuomo, or if, you know, there's some conflicting reports about what could happen legally here, if nothing happens to Cuomo, if they can't impeach him for this, it's unfortunate that they didn't have a fake Russian dossier they could throw out, because then they could impeach him 400 times. But I guess, oh my God, Fox has a bunch of photos of him kissing women just going on as he's saying the speech. Nice job, Fox. All right, so we're going to play this Cuomo. We might stop it here and there, but for the most part, I think it's important people hear from the jerk himself. This is Andrew Cuomo.
If you are interested, please take the time to read the facts and decide for yourself. First, I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am, and that's not who I have ever been. There is one complaint that has been made that bothered me most. That was a complaint made by a young woman, Charlotte Bennett, who worked in my office. And it's important to me that you fully understand the situation. Charlotte worked in my office last year as an assistant. She was smart, talented, and eager to learn. She identified herself to me as a survivor of sexual assault. She said that she came to work in my administration because of all the progress we had made in fighting sexual assault. She talked about the personal trauma that she endured and how she was handling it. I could see how it had affected her. I could see her pain. People now ask me, why was I even talking to this young woman if I knew she was dealing with such issues? Why did I even engage with her? That is the obvious and fair question, and one I have thought a lot about. The truth is that her story resonated deeply with me. I had heard the same story before, with the same ugliness, the same injustice, the same damage. Not only had I heard the story before, I had lived with a story before. My own family member is a survivor of sexual assault in high school. I have watched her live and suffer with the trauma. I would do anything to make it go away for her.
All right, can we pause here for a second? I have to say, this is such a classic Democrat tactic where, first of all, you don't take any responsibility. That's number one. You deny, deny, deny. Then two, you blame Trump, which we obviously saw he did. If you missed that in the opening hour, when Lindsey Boylan, the first accuser, came out, he had his staff furiously typing away, compiling a memo to say, she's meeting with Trump supporters. This can't be real. She's a MAGA crazy woman. So that's number two. You blame Trump. Number three, you somehow make yourself the victim, like he's doing now with his sob story. And number four, you become the hero. So it's not only that you can't take any of the blame, you didn't do anything wrong, but you're the victim and the hero. It reminds me of when Pelosi got caught with the mask off in the San Francisco beauty salon. And she said, well, I take responsibility for falling for a setup, which isn't, in essence, not taking responsibility. And then she said she was set up, so she's the victim. And then her last resort was, I've had people reaching out to me, thanking me for, doing this. So then she became, by the end of the story, she became the hero. And the old expression, I think it's from The Dark Knight, is you either die the hero or live long enough to become the villain. But in this Democrat world, you always end up being the hero. So now he's talking about this woman who went on record saying that he was a creep. And I just want to read this. Charlotte Bennett came forward to share her account to the Times in a story published February 27th. She accused Cuomo of sexual harassment, alleging he asked questions about her sex life. And Bennett alleged that on June 5th, she was alone with Cuomo in his state capitol office when he allegedly asked her questions about her personal life that she interpreted as insinuating a sexual relationship. She claims he asked her if she thought age made a difference in romantic relationships, whether she was monogamous in her relationships, and if she ever had sex with older men. In that June meeting, she said Cuomo made her uncomfortable when he allegedly complained about being lonely in the pandemic and said he can't even hug anyone and asked, who did I last hug? Now, Cuomo's trying to turn this into, hold on a second, I'm actually the good guy in this situation. I actually am so sympathetic and so compassionate towards this woman that I was doing her a favor. You should all be thanking me. I should be getting another Emmy, for God's sakes, instead of getting all this criticism, this undeserved criticism. It's really mind-blowing, the arrogance of this man. All right, let's continue.
But it never really goes away. I spent countless days and nights working through these issues with her and therapists and counselors.
Oh, you are such a good guy.
I'm governor of the state of New York.
We don't deserve you.
But I felt powerless to help and felt that I had failed her. I couldn't take the pain away. I still can't. And this,
I think if Ted Kennedy was watching this, he would say, this isn't a good PR move, And that's the guy who was reading off the cue cards after his whole Chappaquiddick incident. I think he'd be looking at this going, who the hell advised this guy to do this? This is a disaster.
This young woman brought it all back. She is about the same age. I thought I had learned a lot about the issue from my family's experience. I thought I could help her work through a difficult time. I did ask her questions I don't normally ask people. I did ask her how she was doing and how she was feeling. And I.
She says you asked her. She said, speaking of questions you don't normally ask people, does that include, do you have sex with older men? Well, it's nice to know you don't ask other people that. But I kind of wish you would extend the same courtesy to Charlotte Bennett. I don't know if she really found that question helpful in her recovery. I don't know if that was as thoughtful as Cuomo clearly thought it was. He says, I don't ask normal people these questions. Oh, so you don't ask, who did I last hug to everyone? Well, that's good to know. Gold star for that. Let's play a little bit more.
I did ask questions to try to see if she had positive, supportive dating relationships. I know too well the manifestations of sexual assault trauma and the damage that it can do in the aftermath. I was trying
to make sure. You do know too well. You do know too well. You have a firsthand account at the damage it can do. We all do now, thanks to Letitia James and her report. We all know the damage it can do, Andrew Cuomo. He doesn't have any self-awareness at all. And I hope that watching this makes Democrats who are like so Trump deranged, they still kind of want to defend him. I hope you understand just how much he's rubbing people's noses in this at this point. He's making a mockery out of everyone. He's flaunting the fact that he's above the law. He's above any sort of repercussions. And if people don't stand up to this guy now, yikes, I don't know who you'll stand up to. But at least he's still talking. That's what I like. I want to keep him talking, keep him on the line. You know, it's all good information. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you've realized all of the money for your property and if you've sold under the best terms? Well, you wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So in selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Grace Curley listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. And at the end of your auction, you'll have the best feeling because you'll know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you have to pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, this is the key, the buyer pays. So that saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Again, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111. 0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. We'll be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. We'll keep going with this Andrew Cuomo story, and we'll be right back. It's the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the whiskey priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
We will continue with the Andrew Cuomo rant in a moment. It really is incredible to watch this guy, who's probably the most hated man right now in the country, depending on your political beliefs. If you are an anti-Trumper, Ron DeSantis is still number one. Trump is, you know, tied for number one. But if you have a brain and you can watch the news with some sort of logic, you'd understand that Andrew Cuomo is definitely a terrible person. Today's poll question is brought to you by Exit Realty. With over 25 locations in New England, they have you covered. To learn more about their innovative technology that gets your house sold, go to exitrealty.com/New England. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will Andrew Cuomo survive this?
No. The more I read of this, the more I listen to these cuts, the more he denies it and tries to make himself some sort of hero in this story. I'm going to say no.
Yes, no is creeping up now. 58% believe no, he will not survive.
Good. All right, let's continue with this. And just a heads up, we do have Carol Markowitz coming on at 1:30. Very excited about that. And I'm sure she'll have some takes on this. She's a New Yorker, so she definitely has an opinion on Andrew Cuomo. Let's continue with Andrew Cuomo's, I would call it an apology, but it's not. It's a denial. He's come out and basically said all of these women are lying.
I do it with everyone, black and white, young and old, straight and LGBTQ, powerful people, friends, strangers, people who I meet on the street. After the event, the woman told the press that she took offense at the gesture. And for that, I apologize. Another woman stated that I kissed her on the forehead at our Christmas party and that I said, "Ciao, Bella." Now, I don't remember doing it, but I'm sure that I did. I do kiss people on the forehead.
That is so
weird. I kiss people on the cheek.
Can we pause it here? That is so
weird. Who talks like this?
It's, let's not underplay the fact that that is weird, especially in 2021. You know, and he was talking about how he did this with clergymen at one point, and he was talking about it in his defense, like, "Oh, I was just with some clergymen the other day, and I did this," and that was during COVID. So I'm just confused. Obama's having a birthday party with 700 people. Andrew Cuomo's making out with everybody's foreheads. What are the rules here? What are the rules here? And whatever happened to giving people a little bit of personal space? I hate when people get into other people's personal space. It's so inappropriate, let alone if you're the governor. So I love how this is the part where he's like, "Well, yeah, I did." But, and also, if you do something wrong, just because you do that something wrong with everybody you meet doesn't make it okay. Like, just because you don't discriminate your creepiness doesn't mean it's okay. Let's keep playing it.
I do kiss people on the hand. I do embrace people. I do hug people, men and women. I do, on occasion, say, "Ciao, Bella." Mm. On occasion, I do slip and say, "Sweetheart," or "Darling," or "Honey." I do banter with people.
No, wait, let me pause here. This is such gaslighting, because what he wants you to believe, to the person who's just tuning in, you know, and just happens to catch this, is that this is like cancel culture. And this is, "Oh, you can't say anything anymore." Like, this is what happened with Chris Matthews. "Oh, you can't call somebody pretty without getting fired." That's not what we're saying is happening here. You liar. They're saying you groped them, that you asked them about who they have sex with, that you sexually harassed them. It's not that you called people "Ciao, Bella." So stop conflating it. Like, that's what this issue is about.
I do tell jokes, some better than others. I am the same person in public as I am in private. You have seen me do it on TV through all my briefings and for 40 years before that. I try to put people at ease. I try to make them smile.
Oh, is that what the goal is? Mission not accomplished, bro. I think he really thinks he's making it better every time he gets out there and talks.
Who talks like this?
It's so gross. And I know exactly what he's doing. He's trying to diminish what these women are accusing him of by saying, "Oh yeah, I make jokes," you know, like Michael Scott. "Yeah, I make jokes. They're not all great." This isn't about making jokes. This is about touching women inappropriately. You fraud. We'll be back with Carol Markowitz from the New York Post talking about this, de Blasio, and masking kids. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
My father used to say, God rest his soul, that politics is an ugly business. As usual, he was right. But for my father and for me, it's worth it. Because despite it all, at the end of the day, we get good things done for people. And that is what really matters.
I can't get over the arrogance of this man. And he came out and he accused all these women of lying, but there's a few of them that there were witnesses. I think with a state trooper, there were witnesses. So I don't know who advised him that it would be a good idea to come out and just bash them all as liars. But I don't think he's listening to anyone at this point anyway. I think he's winging it. He is winging it. He's letting his smugness just control him at this point, and it's really getting gross. Joining us now, and I didn't even plan it like this, but I'm so happy to have Carol Markowitz on, because I know, Carol, you're going to have something to say about what's going on with Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, one or two things. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So give us your take. Specifically, I saw you tweeting about how he managed to not only not take any of the blame, but he threw these victims mm-hmm. under the bus and he started to blame them.
Right. And that's been his MO the whole time. He's sort of been calling everybody who disagrees with him a liar. Everybody who has any opposition to him whatsoever is immediately, you know, branded as a terrible person or a politicized person, unlike him, who is, you know, fair and honest and loving and cares so deeply about everything and everyone. Everybody who crosses him is punished and is targeted for punishment. And we have his people in his office that do that to some of the victims they came forward of sexual harassment, but they do it to people on a regular basis outside of the sexual harassment allegations. Top people, which is a party, is one of them, is known as a bully. He targets reporters. He yells at staff or anybody else who crosses them in any way. And this has been a long time open secret out of the governor's office. And, you know, now it's sort of become obvious to everyone.
Yeah, no, I think it absolutely has. And you're right on about that. And actually, one of the cuts I wasn't able to play, we're going to try to get a better connection for Carol here. But I do want to play one more of these, because I want to hear, this is Jun Kim, former federal prosecutor. This is cut 40. Let's take a listen.
One senior staffer testified that at a work event, she sat on the governor's lap. Another staffer said she recalled kissing the governor on the lips. The governor testified that those things may have happened with senior staffers.
Yeah, and I think the part of this that really drives people nuts with Andrew Cuomo is that then he turns around and he's doing two things right now. One is he's claiming that he's such a supporter of women that he was only talking to Charlotte Bennett about these things because he understands the trauma of sexual harassment and he wanted to be a friend for her or whatever his excuse is. And then the second thing is he's kind of running with this whole, well, so what? I make jokes. You know, I call women pretty. Like, as if this is all an attack on just being old school or old fashioned, which it's not. There's a lot of things happening here that definitely cross a line without a doubt. So it's very interesting that he would come out swinging like this and trying to defend his disgusting behavior. Now, another thing I really wanted to talk to Carol about once we get her back on the line here is her latest piece in the New York Post. I read you guys most of this yesterday. Masking kids and closing schools is irrational, unscientific child abuse. And this is an issue. I don't think we're going to get Carol on. We'll try again. But America's public health bureaucrats, chiefly the CDC, are insisting on masking kids and granting baseless alibis to teachers' unions that would delay or defer schools reopening for another year if they could get away with it. It's really amazing that we're heading into September 2021 and we're really thinking about doing this to kids again. especially with all the data we have. Dr. McCary was on Howie's show a few weeks ago. The kids are not dying of COVID. And furthermore, they're not even really spreading it. So I think it really blows people's minds that we're heading into this yet again. Carol, thanks for coming on. Sorry about that. Let's talk.
So sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Let's talk a little bit about your piece in the New York Post. You talk about how, I love how you made the comparison to what's happening in Europe and how they don't have these rules on their kids. And as far as masks are concerned, and you make the point to say, it's not that they don't care about their kids' health. It's that right. They care more about their mental health than we obviously do.
Yeah. So I've been pretty open about the fact that I lived in Florida for almost 5 months last year with my family, and my kids all played sports with no masks on. They, during recess outdoors, they didn't have to wear masks. In New York, it was so heavily masked the whole time that all sports are still being played in masks. And so we have the situation where I watched a culture of for kids where it was normal and it was healthy. And it was so much better than
yeah,
when we
Carol,
were in New York.
Carol, I'm sorry. I hate to do this. Your connection is breaking up. But you know what? We'll get you on later this week, hopefully, when your schedule opens up. I'm sorry to do that. I don't know what it is. It might be our phone line, so don't worry about it. But Carol makes some really great points in this. And then I think the other part of this that I wanted to ask her about was New York City mandating COVID vaccine proof to have the New York City experience, which kind of made me crack up when I even read that, because the New York City experience right now involves, you know, ducking from gunshots and stepping over heaps of trash in the street. So I don't know if, you know, that's going to entice people to get the vaccine as much as Bill de Blasio thinks it is. But let's go back and play a little bit more of these cuts here. Do we have more of Cuomo, Jared, or are we done with actual Cuomo cuts?
Oh, we can get a little bit more out of the governor.
Okay, let's see it.
And for those who are using this moment to score political points or seek publicity or personal gain, I say they actually discredit the legitimate sexual harassment victims that the law was designed to protect. My last point is this.
That's victim blaming at its finest. That is...
Coming after me is disrespectful to the people that I groped and kissed without their permission.
He's like Dr. Fauci level. You know, Dr. Fauci said coming after anything scientific is coming after me. Now Cuomo was saying the same thing, basically. Coming after me means discrediting real cases of sexual harassment. These seem pretty real to me. When you have witnesses and people backing it up and Letitia James, who I don't think is a big Trump supporter, or, you know, very big Republican trying to take down Andrew Cuomo, I'm getting the sense that this actually might be a real issue for you, Andrew. All right, now, Jared, we can keep playing that.
I say to my daughters all the time that as complicated as life gets is as simple as life is. My job is not about me. My job is about you. What matters to me at the end of the day is getting the most done I can for you. And
he has the same cadence and the same arrogance that he talks to people. He talks to us like we're little babies and he's trying to explain it to us because we're all so dumb. We're not as beautiful as Andrew Cuomo, so he's going to speak extra slow so we can understand all of the context and the complications involved. And he's going to repeat things over and over again. You know who else talks like that? Like he's talking to little babies is Joe Biden. It helps everybody. Hurts nobody. They're really like they're trying to slow it down for us because we're not as smart as them. And they're really trying to explain to us why they didn't do why Andrew Cuomo didn't do anything wrong. We got the story all mixed up. He's actually the good guy in this story.
And that is what I do.
That's what I do.
Every day. And I will not be distracted from that job. We have a lot to do. We still have to manage the COVID beast. It is not dead yet. It's not over.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think the feed cut out after that.
Oh, so then, you know, if the Trump excuse doesn't work, then we circle back to COVID. You know, that's the second panic move. First is blame Trump. That doesn't work. Blame COVID. That doesn't work. Blame climate change. Oh, they're running out.
The only reason I'd ever reach under somebody's shirt is so I would know how not to reach under somebody's shirt. And if you can't see that, I don't know what to tell you.
Let's play Cup 41.
Described her interactions with the governor by saying they were, quote, strange and uncomfortable. But it was like the Twilight Zone. The typical rules did not apply. You should just view it as a compliment if the governor finds you aesthetically pleasing enough.
And let's talk here a little bit about this Charlotte Bennett, because he explains in that crazy defense of himself that the reason he would talk to Charlotte Bennett about her past sexual assault history is because, you know, he related so much because he knew someone who went through it and he was trying to help and blah, blah, blah. But according to Annie Clark, this is not exactly what Andrew was portraying it to be. Let's play Cut 31.
When talking about potential girlfriends, he said he thought he could date women as young as 22, knowing that Miss Bennett was 25 at the time. He asked her whether she had ever been with older men. He told her that he was lonely and wanted to be touched.
Cut 32.
He speculated on how her history as a sexual assault survivor might affect her romantic life. He told her that she looked like Daisy Duke. He suggested that she get a tattoo she was contemplating on her butt and asked her if she had any piercings anywhere other than her ears.
Let's play Cut 33.
She then tried to deflect the conversation by asking the governor what he was looking for in a girlfriend. He responded that he was looking for somebody who could handle pain.
Ugh, Cut 34.
Employees recounted a pattern of similarly offensive comments and conversations, such as the governor repeatedly asking executive assistant number one whether she would cheat on her husband, saying to her, "If you were single, the things I would do to you."
And I like that Annie Clark pointed out that this is not old-fashioned. This is unlawful. Cut 30.
The governor also engaged in a widespread pattern of subjecting women to unwanted hugs and kisses and touching them in ways that made them uncomfortable. Conduct that is not just old-fashioned, affectionate behavior, as he and some of his staff members would have it, but unlawful sex-based harassment.
Yeah, I think that's the argument he's trying to make is, you know, I'm just old school, and that's not cutting it. Bruce, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Grace. You know, aside from all of his sexual advantages that he's made and all the things that he's done, like a Bill Clinton kind of dude, I'm more disgusted with the fact that New York City and Queens was shot up by gangs. And that they let run rampant. Just they're untouched, Grace. They roam the streets like the Wild West. It was a big shootout, right? You saw it. You heard it.
Well, and here's the thing, Bruce, is there's a million reasons to be disgusted with Andrew Cuomo, with Bill de Blasio, with everything that's happening in New York right now, including the vaccine passport mandates to get into a restaurant or any sort of social gathering or go to an event, or I'm sure it's even go to grocery stores. There's a lot of reasons to be upset with them. But right now, this is the one that seems like it has the potential to bring him down. And that's why people are interested. It's not that we're not aware of all of his problems, of all of his all of the horrible things that he's done in the past. It's just at some point you do have to look at the one that's going to take someone down and be grateful that it's garnering the amount of attention it is. And I want to echo what Janice Dean said and just say that I applaud these women for being brave enough to come forward, because there is no question that this man is a huge, huge bully. He runs several fear tactics on people, phone calls, threats, memos about people being Trump supporters. There's nothing this guy won't do to silence any of his detractors. So it did take a lot of courage for for these women to come forward, and I applaud them for that. If you missed the Tour of Italy dinner in Malden last week, don't worry, because Aviva Trattoria is launching another one in Marlborough on Tuesday, August 17th. All right, so you heard I was talking about this dinner, how we went to a different one, and he was talking about it. We could not get over this dinner. I mean, it's really incredible. I'm going to have my parents sign up for one. It's an incredible value. I couldn't get over the price of this. Five courses and wine pairings. And my favorite course was the antipasti, because I love to just snack and graze, and they had delicious cheeses and meats. But I also love the pasta with seafood and obviously the tiramisu. It is amazing. I cannot get over the tiramisu. I ate that in about 20 seconds. These dinners sell out very quickly. To schedule yours today, go to avivatrattoria.com. Also, listen to Woke or Joke this Thursday, and you can win a special VIP visit to our studio with a catered lunch from Aviva. All you have to do to enter to listen, all you have to do to enter is to listen every Thursday for Woke or Joke and text.
Not a joke.
And text in the correct answer to Curly at 63566. I'll be selecting a winner this Thursday. Aviva has five locations in Malden, Maynard, Wrentham, Westford, and Marlborough. So make sure you tune into Woke or Joke on Thursdays, and make sure you sign up for this Tour of Italy dinner in Malden. In Marlborough on Tuesday, August 17th. These are really fun dinners. Anthony comes in. He explains exactly what his inspiration was for the food. And it's just all delicious. We'll be right back with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. It's The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley, she's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and For the Boys. Got to keep the troops entertained.
My office is no typical 9-to-5 government office. And I don't want it to be. The stakes we deal with are very high. Sometimes even life and death.
Yeah, that is true. Finally, a little bit of truth. Definitely more death, though, I would say. It tends to go towards death more than life. He really is Michael Scott. There's no denying it. He's like, this is my office. It's party time. Champagne, cigars. What do you want? Kind of amazing. And I just
go over here.
I have to point something out here, because I'd be remiss if I missed this. We're talking about how Jeffrey Toobin on CNN is covering this Andrew Cuomo stuff, because CNN has just, they've lost their minds. But I want to play this. This is Jeffrey Toobin from yesterday talking about Trump pressuring the DOJ. Cut four.
Ever since Watergate, every White House, Democrats and Republicans, has had policies in place that say, you know, when the White House officials and the Justice Department talk about individual cases, certain procedures have to be followed because the opportunity for undue influence is so great. This is exactly why these policies are in place. Now, those policies are not laws. They are not binding. They are simply norms, rules that all administrations have decided to follow to avoid all sorts of appearances of impropriety. This is the kind of impropriety they're trying to avoid. So it's not a crime, what Donald Trump did, I think. But it is wildly inappropriate and, good for these Justice Department officials, political appointees, for not following his advice.
Is Jeffrey Toobin in any position to be talking about what's wildly inappropriate? Is this the same man who pleasured himself on a Zoom meeting or on an election simulation with CNN? Jeffrey Toobin, who are they going to bring on next? O.J. Simpson to cover a murder trial? I mean, it's beyond reason at this point what's going on. I do want to mention here that a lot of people are making some great points on Twitter about Andrew Cuomo's statement and about how bad this looks. Kevin McCannon says, will Andrew Cuomo be receiving another Emmy for his performance earlier today? Stephen Miller retweeted the breaking news and said, Ron DeSantis must resign immediately. We'll be right back with more Cuomo and more talk about New York City and also a little bit of Ed Markey singing, if that will keep you on the line. Don't go anywhere.